When you choose LG, you're not just getting a TV. You're getting more of everything you love. More entertainment, more innovation, more control. LG TVs are built to do more. With OLED and QNED displays that deliver breathtaking color and contrast. Smart AI-powered features that make streaming, gaming, and searching effortless. And ultra-slim designs that turn your screen into a statement piece. It's performance you can see. Technology you can feel, and reliability you can trust. Get more out of every moment at home with LG.
Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL,
Washington,
a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by the Mutual Fund Store. We told you yesterday about the man accused of raping a woman on a Red Line train last month. Metro's already apologized for not making that attack known to the public, but there's much more to the story. It turns out the man accused in that attack, 39-year-old John Hicks of the district, had been caught on video a week before the rape, exposing himself on another Red Line train. The video was turned over to police and Hicks was identified, but police failed to get an arrest warrant for him before the sexual assault took place. Residents want it, and the D.C. court says it's lawful, but Congress is set today to block the city's move to have its own say over its budget.
D.C. wants to submit their budget this year for the first time without congressional approval.
You can be totally agnostic on the merits of budget autonomy, but you can't be agnostic on the rule of law.
The district doesn't even have this authority, says North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows.
How is the city acting? Is it being lawless?
D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton says Congress is denying the district a seminal right, control over money they raise themselves.
It is a bold-faced contradiction of your own most cited principle about containing federal power.
President Obama has threatened to veto a bill that blocks D.C.'s move. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The head of the TSA will also be on the Hill today to be grilled by a House panel over long airport security lines and the replacement of the agency's top security official. The lines have already snarled the early parts of the summer travel season, and it's expected to get worse before it gets better. Donald Trump cruised to easy victory in the Washington state primary last night, but he was in New Mexico, where he was greeted by protesters.
A Donald Trump rally in Albuquerque was the scene of angry protests Tuesday. It began with a march outside the venue.
We need to make sure that he knows that we do not accept the message that he's bringing.
Tensions rose. Some demonstrators tried to push through the barricades, and police asked them to leave. But the angry crowd remained. They burned Trump t-shirts, threw rocks and bottles, and police fired pepper spray.
Correspondent Kim Hutcherson, Trump's expecting a similar greeting when he campaigns in California this week. Terry McAuliffe is on the hot seat this week for a federal probe into his own fundraising, but a former Virginia governor is also in the news for trying to raise some cash.
In the first quarter of the year, roughly $50,000 was raised for Bob McDonald's legal defense fund. That brings the total in the bank for the former governor to almost $550,000. It's believed that McDonald and his wife Maureen would need more than $1 million to pay lawyers representing them in their public corruption case. Both have been sentenced to prison but are free pending appeals. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Prince George's County man's pleaded guilty to stealing nearly $250,000 worth of railroad track. Several hundred feet of it went missing from a CSX yard in Columbia last fall, and 50-year-old Randy Penkert now admits he posed as a recycling contractor to take that scrap. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,706, the NASDAQ at 4861. In sports, 5 home runs for the Nationals as they beat the Mets. Steven Strasburg now 8-0 on the season. The O's fall in 13 innings to the Astros, and the Thunder beat defending champion Golden State to take a 3-1 lead in their best-of-7 NBA playoff series. WMAL News Time is 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For breaking news and the inside story on the issues that affect all of us.
I'm Bill Thompson with the stories we're following for you.
Depend on 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Here are the latest developments.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What keeps you up at night? Is it this?
And the market took a beating for the third straight day.
How about this?
Hey, Dad, I can't find a job. You cool if I crash here for a year or two?
Or maybe this.
Welcome back to work. Couldn't make that retirement money last, huh?
Whatever it is, isn't it time to wake up and put a plan in place for your retirement? Connect with the Mutual Fund Store and schedule a free portfolio review. Our advisors are here to help. We'll talk you through times of market uncertainty. We'll help you prepare for future financial situations. And we'll tell you what you need to save so you can retire and stay retired. With us in your corner, you'll have the plan you need to help reach your retirement goals. So now, what's left to keep you up at night? Oh, right, that. Visit MutualFundStore.com to schedule a free portfolio review today.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, crossing the 14th Street Bridge right now with caution. Reports of a crash if you're coming from Virginia heading into the district. Now, also, VDOT crews are moving the cameras around to try to look for this accident. Again, reported to be on the 14th Street Bridge. Heading onto the freeway into the 3rd Street Tunnel, each direction near the tunnel, looking good. Travel lanes open, no reported problems in that stretch. On 95, the volume with us, Stafford heading through Quia, Dale City to Woodbridge. Accident activity in Woodbridge on Minneville Road at Old Bridge Road. You can get by under police direction. 66, here we come, the volume, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, and through Falls Church, seeing slowdowns. Slowdowns we have, 295, and now, unfortunately, an accident. So here you go, southbound 295 in the district, right as you come up to Benning Road, stay to the left to get by the crash. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chance is pretty slim over the next couple of days. It's the heat that's going to start getting your attention. A few clouds and sunshine today. This afternoon, 86. Overnight tonight, 64. Tomorrow, an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon and a high up to 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 59 in Dumfries, 52 in Bowie, 62 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. President Obama tells a Vietnamese audience, despite all the election drama, America's going to be okay. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. 7:05, Representative Barbara Comstock of Northern Virginia about the recent spate of violence at Metro, on Metro trains, and also this, the disaster that is Metro. 7:35 brings us KT McFarland, National Security Analyst on the President's trip in Asia. 8:05, Representative Daryl Issa, he wants TSA to just go away. Time for airports to privatize, says the congressman. And then at 8:35, Matt Whitaker, former U.S. Attorney, to give us his take on this FBI probe on Terry McAuliffe. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
If you are a landlord, do you have the right to find out whether or not the people who are renting a space from you in your trailer park or your apartment complex or your house that you may be renting out, do you have the right to find out whether or not these people are here legally? Are they U.S. residents? Are they in the country in any kind of legal fashion whatsoever? I'd like to know if you think that is a reasonable thing that a landlord might be able to determine. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I mean, after all, if you're going to hire somebody, you got to check and see whether or not they're of legal status, correct? Isn't that required under the law? I think it is. But if you want to rent an apartment or a space in your trailer park, or if you want to rent a home to someone, do you not have the same right? It's an open question, and one that apparently will be decided because a lawsuit has been filed over in Fairfax County. Let me give you the details of this. There's a guy who operates the Waples Mobile Home Park in Fairfax County, and he has asked, when it comes time to renew the leases of people who are staying as residents in this mobile home park, to put up some kind of a Social Security card or a passport or a visa that confirms that they are in this country legally. And he doesn't want to renew if they aren't. And the people who are in that trailer park, who are not apparently here legally, are raising questions about this, and they're filing a lawsuit saying it's discriminatory to require a Social Security number in a situation like this. It's discriminatory to request a passport or a visa. And so this is going to be decided in a court of law. They say in this lawsuit that it violates the Fair Housing Act, and it violates Virginia laws with regards to housing. Do you think that this is right? Should the people who are renting out a space have the right to ask this question? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I actually think that you do have the right. I mean, after all, if you have a place that you're renting to someone, you have the right to find out whether or not they can financially afford it, correct?
Yeah.
You get to run a background check on their credit, right? Why wouldn't you be able then also to ask, and by the way, are you a criminal? Are you here legally? Are you wanted by the law? Seems like if you're renting a space out to somebody, you're counting on that certain amount of income. You're getting this person to sign a lease that says you're going to pay me so much over the year. It's a contract, a verifiable contract. Don't you have the right to ask that person, is there a chance that the police are going to come and arrest you?
Right.
I don't understand why that would be out of line. I don't understand why that would be something that would be in violation of the Fair Housing Act, but I have a feeling that this is not going to go well for the owner of the Waples Mobile Home Park in Fairfax County. What do you think about this? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, I don't understand why you can't ask this question either, but then I generally don't understand the left. And I think to understand this, you do have to understand the left. The left believes that anyone who is in this country has a right, quote unquote, to anything. The only people that don't have rights in this country are the people who are actually the citizens who are asking for a little bit of their right to actually exercise their citizenship and their home ownership or land ownership in this case is with regard to a landlord. This is an absolute outrage. Since when in this country did we reach the point where a landlord, an owner of a property, can't screen the people that they're going to be renting to in such a way that they ensure that the person has not broken federal law by coming to this country illegally, but perhaps also broken federal law with regard to identity theft if the person has illegal documentation. And by the way, as you said, Brian, it's the law right now. It is a federal law that if you employ someone, you must have them fill out an I-9 form, which means they have to show several types of citizenship proof, or at the very least, legal status proof, a green card, a passport, a birth certificate, a Social Security number. So it's the law that an employer has to ask that, but a landlord is going to get sued because they asked this information. I'm sorry, guess what? Landlords should be allowed to discriminate. Landlords discriminate all the time. Landlords pick one tenant over another, and they discriminate based on who they think is going to be the best tenant. And absolutely, they can discriminate based on legal status in this country. It's a no-brainer.
I think it should not be the case that somebody who is renting out a space should say, I'm not going to rent to you because you're Hispanic. I'm not going to rent to you because you are black.
Well, yeah, nobody's saying that.
And that would clearly be a violation of the law. Nobody is disputing that. But to ask the question, are you in this country legally, are you a U.S. citizen? And, do you have legal status to be here is not an unreasonable question.
Yeah, and
when you're signing a contract with someone, you're expecting that they're going to live up to their side of the bargain and you're going to live up to yours. That's what a contract is, right?
Right.
Well, they can't live up to their side of the contract if they are under the constant threat of being arrested and deported. And I think that's a fair question from an economic standpoint, if no other reason. Well, what do you think about it? To the phone lines we go. Wayne in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Larry. Do you think this landowner, who is renting out space in a trailer park, has the right to ask whether or not the people who are in this trailer park are there legally?
Yes, they definitely have the right. I mean, if a person comes in illegally, they're not following law for one, and for two, they just do what they want to do. They leave when they want to. They don't pay you. They do all kind of stuff because they know that they don't have to worry about it.
So you speak as if you might have some personal experience in this matter.
Maybe.
All right. Thank you very much, Wayne. I appreciate it. How about Keith in Spotsylvania? You're on with Brian and Larry this morning. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that a landowner or a property owner who is in the business of renting something that he is responsible for does not have the right to refuse somebody who shows the bad intention in the first place of not being in the country legally. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Common sense would dictate.
Yeah, you would think, but here's the problem. You know, common sense doesn't always square with what social justice warriors are trying to push down our throats. And there's a hell of a lot of them in Fairfax County, and they're now saying that it's social justice to allow someone here illegally to rent your place. And by the way, if they don't have a social security number, if they don't have any sort of legal status in this country, if they refuse to pay rent, what's your recourse? How do you go after these people? Suddenly your home is now a sanctuary residence for these people?
Yeah.
And they're just allowed to squat there and you can't get rid of them? There was a time when having a Social Security number was a bit of an insurance policy so you could, you know, do a credit check on them or block their credit or ding their credit record because they've not paid their rent for a couple of months. I guess you're not allowed to ask that anymore either.
Yeah, Chris in Gainesville.
Well, Chris, stay right there.
Yeah,
we'll get
stay
you
right
in
there.
A moment.
We'll
Sorry.
Get you in just a moment. It is now 6:15 on WAL.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, Brian, this isn't good. Right now we have a serious crash on the 14th Street Bridge. Now I watched the second fire truck arrive to the scene of the crash, and they've actually blocked all the lanes, so nobody gets by right now on the 14th Street Bridge. And I'm watching additional police officers still coming up to the scene of the crash, so stay off those shoulders, please. 395 right now at a standstill. Everyone, just as you pass the Pentagon, so keep alert because you'll hit those brake lights. No problems to report in those HOV lanes, so those are working right now if you're an HOV commuter. So I'll watch that closely for you, let you know when they get any of those lanes open. If you're on 395 and you need to get off at Washington Boulevard, you can do that, or even the George Washington Parkway, but then you have to do the loop around, something to think about. No problems to report right now on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. American Legion Bridge looks good. DC 295, that's our second trouble spot this morning. Southbound crash as you come up the Benning Road. Stay out of that right lane. And no problems on 270, but the volume, and I'm watching that grow, just as you head through Urbana down to the exit for 109 and briefly in Germantown. But again, the 14th Street Bridge, big story, and I'll keep you posted on that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny day today, partly cloudy in the afternoon, high of 86 degrees. Just a gorgeous May day here for you, finally. Tonight, mostly clear, low 64, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny. A few afternoon clouds. All right, maybe a stray shower or two in the afternoon. It's possible, but we'll see. High of 88 degrees tomorrow. Right now, 61 degrees at 6:17.
Yeah, if you're a landlord, do you have the right to inquire about the legal status of the people you're renting land to or renting an apartment to or renting a house to? We raise this because the Waples Mobile Home Park over there in Fairfax County has been asking residents, for Social Security numbers or some other proof of legal status when it came time to renew their leases. And they were not renting to people who did not have some kind of legal document that suggested they were in this country legally. And so a lawsuit has been filed, they say, look, in the lawsuit they say this is a violation of the Federal Fair Housing Act or the Virginia Fair Housing Law, and it's discriminatory of non-U.S. citizens. That's what it says.
It's outrageous.
I'm not making this up. Well, look, I mean, I do understand that you can't, you know, because of creed or religion or the color of your skin, you cannot discriminate, of course, for that. But can you say, as a landlord, look,
You're not in this country legally, and I'm not renting to you. You are in violation of the law. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. We're going to Chris in Gainesville. Hello, Chris. You're on with Brian and Larry this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I'm a landlord. I have a rental property. And when I rent my house, the first thing I do is make my tenants fill out a rental application.
Right.
So I can get their name and address. And then if we decide to move forward and they want the property, then I give them a lease. And during this process, I explain to them that I'm going to do a credit and a background check. And then at that time, I get to get their social security numbers, not only for the person who's going to lease, but on any adult over 18 years of age. So the landlord in this case had that opportunity when he started the lease with the tenant. So I don't know what the problem is. If the lease expires, then he can boot these people if he doesn't want them in his trailer.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, and listen, I have searched this. I have researched this topic over the last couple of hours because I wanted to find what legal advice is available to landlords out there on the internet. And every single site I've gone to have said, absolutely, this is not a violation of the Fair Housing Act. The only thing is you have to ask every tenant exactly the same questions, whether you're white or brown or black or yellow, a male or female, a transgender. Everyone needs to answer the same questions and provide the same documentation. So it can't be suspected that you are discriminating against one race or one nationality.
That's not a problem.
Of course not.
This guy is using the same application
for
everybody.
Chris, what's happening here is social justice warriors in Fairfax are trying to rewrite the Fair Housing Act through the court system and through the Department of Justice. Eventually, it will probably reach Loretta Lynch's desk in some way. They're trying to find a friendly judge who will pass this through, and so Congress will be bypassed by the court system as usual, because that's what happens in America today. That's exactly what's happening.
So if they pass it through, whatever it is, then what?
Well, then the Congress will have to do something about it. And do you think that they will? This is what they're doing. They're suing this landlord, and they're raising the Fair Housing Act. Fair Housing Act has meant something very specific ever since it's been passed and signed into law. And now, if this judge, if they get to a judge, if the judge says, oh, yeah, that's a violation of the Fair Housing Act based on my interpretation of it, well, then there you go. Now the Fair Housing Act has been rewritten by a judge through these lawyers in Fairfax County. And what are you going to do about it?
Roger in Bethesda, you're up next with Brian and Larry. What's your thought here?
Well, I don't recall just recently HUD issued guidance telling landlords nationally they're not allowed to inquire before accepting applications whether somebody has a criminal history. And this is part and parcel of that process. I practice in the District of Columbia, which itself has passed laws making it virtually impossible to evict people who've engaged in violent criminal conduct at the city council. I've also brought some of these things to the attention of Congress, even when controlled by the GOP, and they ignore them. One of my pet peeves is there's a federal program called Section 8, Housing Choice Voucher. By federal law, it is voluntary, but it has been declared mandatory in the district. Judges have enforced it that way, even though that's contrary to federal law. I brought it to the attention of conservative congressmen, the response, senators. We can't get involved with D.C. affairs.
Well, you know, and what you point out there in the initial part of your comments there, guidance has been issued by the federal government.
Right. How often have we heard that,
How many times have we been hearing that lately? Guidance is issued, and then all of a sudden these lawsuits come out of nowhere.
Which means you may have thought this law meant something for all these years, and the Congress that passed the law thought it meant something, and the president who signed the law thought it meant something, but we're now telling you it means something
else.
Now
that we're in charge, we think it means something else. It's 6:22.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the legacy, service, and commitment of America's armed forces.
So graduation parties and Father's Day celebrations are right around the corner. But how's your house looking right now? Are you happy with your house, with all those people coming over in the next week or two? Why don't you get something done about it? And the best thing you can do to get your house looking brand new again is get your carpets looking brand new again. No, not new carpets. Just get them clean with Zero Res. Zero Res cleans your carpets in such a way that it gets rid of the dirt and the mud and the traffic marks and even the bad odors that may be there from pets or, well, maybe the kids or, well, maybe you. And it's going to be like having brand new carpets. That's the beautiful thing about Zero Res. They've done my carpets and they're going to do your carpets for a great deal, $39 a room. And by the way, if you are suffering with allergies this season, just like I have been and a lot of people have been, well, part of the problem is what's in your carpet right now, all the way down to the pad, the dander, the pollen. It's hidden and your vacuum ain't getting it out. Zero Res, they'll get it out. You'll be breathing easy again. Right now, once again, the Larry O'Connor WMAL special for a limited time only. It's $39 a room for Zero Res to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets. $39 a room. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make the right assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The first annual Acquire Show. June 8th and 9th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes. Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. Renowned authors at FCW Live. Tech enthusiasts, Happy Fed clinics, hundreds of expo solution providers, and more. Register now at acquireshow.com. Training solutions start here. acquireshow.com.
625, now WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And no change on this crash on the 14th Street Bridge. Still shut down. Inbound 14th Street Bridge as you come off the 395 multi-car crash. Police tell me they have to send several ambulances to the scene yet. So still watching your rear view mirrors here as you come across the 14th Street Bridge. We're at a standstill. 395 delays right as you approach the Pentagon. Also, this is affecting the George Washington Parkway for the commuters that normally try to merge onto the 14th Street Bridge. That's jammed now in each direction as well. All right, let's get you onto DC 295, where I have a little bit better news. Finally, the crash gone. Southbound 295, as you come up to Benning Road, you'll find all of your travel lanes open. We do have the volume through Chevrolet on both the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50. Delays beginning just as you pass 410. Top side of the Beltway with the normal volume, 95, and around 2 George Avenue. Problems on Metro Rail right now. On the Red Line, trains are temporarily bypassing the Bethesda Station due to a power outage. Shuttle service is available now from Grosvenor. And again, that's the Metro Rail bypassing the Bethesda Station with the power outage. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear to begin, a few clouds with sunshine today and another mild day, actually milder than yesterday, up to a warm 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 degrees at 627.
Our house in the middle of us.
All right,
who do you get to rent your house to if you're the landlord? Who do you get to rent your land to? It's a question being asked because there's this mobile home park over in Fairfax, and they're saying, look, they're not going to renew the lease of any resident who does not have a Social Security number or some other proof of legal status. And some families say they've been asked to leave the trailer home park when their leases came up for renewal. Quoting one woman, she says, I've been sick from all the stress of what happened at Waples. And the lawyers say, you know what? There's a large issue here. I think this is going to be something that was watched very, very closely in the days ahead as we try to figure out exactly, you know, what kind of rights you have if you're a landlord and whether or not you can insist that the people who rent property from you are actually of legal status.
Yeah, and which president will enforce this law in the way that protects landlords' rights? I think that's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 628 on WMAL.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Coming up on WNAL, should it be illegal for a pregnant woman to drink alcohol? We'll take your calls, 888-630-9625. You want a law to prevent pregnant women from having a glass of wine. 888-630-WMAL after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by ARS of Virginia. Early problems this morning for traffic heading into downtown. Jamie Witten has the latest.
Traffic is stopped right now, John, on the 14th Street Bridge inbound with a multi-car crash. I'll have more coming up in the traffic.
And we hear there's a power outage at the Bethesda Metro. Jamie will be back with that and traffic just ahead. Metro just can't get past its problems with safety after apologizing for failing to alert the public about a rape on the Red Line that took place a month ago. We're now learning that Metro Police knew all about the alleged attacker a week before the incident. 39-year-old John Hicks has been caught on video exposing himself on another train, and the passenger who shot that video turned it into Metro. Officers identified Hicks but did not get around to arresting him before the attack took place. Donald Trump easily won the Washington state primary last night, but they weren't celebrating in Albuquerque, where the presumptive GOP nominee was campaigning. Hundreds turned out for a protest that at times more resembled a riot.
You can see them firing some canisters. They're coming pretty close to us. We're going to move back a little bit. They're continuing to advance on this crowd. We got pepper sprays.
Correspondent Dan Simon. A guilty plea is expected this morning in federal court in Alexandria from a Romanian computer hacker known as Gusifer. He's charged with hacking into the computer accounts of the Bush family, taking private family photos and images of paintings connected to both Bushes 41 and 43. Gusifer made news earlier this month with unsubstantiated claims he hacked into Hillary Clinton's email server as well. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 17,706, the NASDAQ at 4861. In sports, the Nats hold on to first place and beat the Mets. Steven Strasburg now 8-0 on the season. The O's fall to the Astros in 13 innings, and defending champion Golden State falls again to Oklahoma City. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. That's really where the rubber meets the road, because you can keep a system running longer and at peak efficiency if, you hear me, if you keep it clean and calibrated and the like. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. That's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
With it being so wet out, dirt and mud is being tracked all over our rugs and carpets, not to mention the pollen. Hi, this is Chris Plant. When it comes to superior cleaning of your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, there's only one name that's been trusted for more than 60 years. That's Hadid. Hadid has been cleaning rugs in the metro area with the same time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand. Plus, Hadid has an entire team of experts dedicated to repairing bare spots, restoring color, and replacing fine fringe. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or they're on the Border Store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Call Hadid at 703-241-1111. Mention this ad and get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery that includes moving furniture, rolling and relaying rugs. A minimum order does apply. Call 703-241-1111 or online at joehadid.com.
Your life is lived on our floors, and we take that to heart. At Lumber Liquidators, we're committed to making sure you receive the highest quality, most beautiful hardwood flooring at the lowest possible price. We call that value, and today our value is better than ever. We invite you to stop by your local Lumber Liquidators during our customer appreciation event, May 18th through May 31st. See all the latest styles and get exclusive deals on more than 400 top quality floors. Our flooring experts will help you pick the perfect floor for you. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
6:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Serious crash on the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Everybody's still stopped. It's still shut down with the multi-car crash. They were just able to maneuver some of the cars that are stuck in the backup to get ambulance through to the scene of the crash. At a standstill out of Shirlington. This might be the time to get creative if you maybe want to bail out in the Shirlington area. Take Glebe Road over to Columbia Pike toward Arlington Boulevard and think about towards your destination, or 110 off of Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway, and toward where you're going. So just a couple options and thoughts for you. George Washington Parkway, you are also at a standstill because commuters try to get in on that 14th Street Bridge and that traffic is not moving. Getting in through town, DC 295 south of Benning Road, that crash is gone. Let's get you up from the west, 66. Yes, it's slow, but I don't have anything reported in the way through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear to begin, a few clouds with sunshine today and another mild day, actually milder than yesterday, up to a warm 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 52 in Manassas, 54 in Frederick, 62 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
636 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, we're going to be joined by Representative Barbara Comstock. She was on hand yesterday as the general manager of Metro was asked some very tough questions about repairs on the track and also about security concerns and attacks that have occurred on the Metro system. 7:05, Representative Barbara Comstock. 7:35, National Security Analyst KT McFarland will join us. 8:05, Representative Daryl Issa, is it time to privatize the TSA? And at 8:35, Matt Whitaker, former U.S. attorney, to talk about this investigation into the activities of Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
If you're a parent in our era, and I am, Brian is, if you've had the joy of having a child born on your watch, you know that there are some things that women have to sort of refrain from doing when they're pregnant for the good of the unborn child, for the health of that unborn child. And it's rough. I mean, you're not supposed to drink caffeine. You're not supposed to drink alcohol. You're not supposed to eat sushi. You're not supposed to eat raw meat or rare undercooked meat. You're not supposed to eat undercooked eggs. You're
not supposed to smoke.
Not supposed to smoke. You're not supposed to eat soft cheeses. You're not supposed to do drugs of any kind if you can avoid it. If you're on some medications, you got to be real careful about all of those things. And it's rough, it's bad, but this is the era that we're living in. God knows when my parents were expecting me. I'm pretty sure my mom had a scotch on the rocks to take the edge off on a daily basis, and that may explain a lot of my situation
it
too.
It really
yeah.
does explain a lot.
But not to undermine the importance of drinking alcohol when you're pregnant, or the importance of not drinking alcohol when you're pregnant, but it is something that is sort of new. Back in the day, if you watch Mad Men, you know, it's one of the funny things when you watch that show is this pregnant woman smoking a cigarette and having a bourbon. We don't do that anymore. But should it be a law? Should it be against the law for a pregnant woman to drink alcohol, or for a bar or restaurant to actually sell alcohol to a pregnant woman? 888-630-WMAL. The New York Commission on Human Rights have now said that it is illegal for a bar or restaurant to deny a pregnant woman alcohol or any of those other things, raw fish, soft cheese, or anything else. So in New York, if you're pregnant and you go up and want a drink, that bar, that restaurant is compelled to serve you. Is that a good thing? 888-630-WMAL. I think that here's the problem with loving liberty and freedom. It means that you have to be in favor of people doing some really stupid, horrible, destructive things. And in this case, it's not just a destructive thing to themselves, but also to an unborn child. But unfortunately, that's the bargain we make when we stand for liberty. And I'm sad, and I wish people wouldn't do it, but that's the case. We don't need a law that prevents people from doing this. And by the way, my understanding is, I think that if you're pregnant and you have one glass of wine now and again, there isn't actually scientific evidence that suggests that that causes any harm. So let's let individuals have the responsibility. But you know what? There are 18 states right now in the U.S. that have a law on the books that says if you are abusing a substance of some kind, including alcohol, if you are an alcoholic and you are drinking alcohol to excess while you're pregnant, you are guilty of child abuse. 18 states right now have that as a law. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, I don't know what to think. I generally don't like the idea of the government coming in with a law and saying you can do this or you can do that when it comes down to a person's individual judgment. But not everybody has great judgment. And sometimes it's interesting that we as a society, we look down our noses at a mother who would drink while pregnant. I mean, we would probably, we would tut-tut, we would might even say something in the right situation, but yet we don't, in many cases, recognize the fetus that she is carrying as a life. Isn't it interesting that we on one hand feel like you shouldn't do that, you're putting the child's life at risk, and then on the other hand, we as a society say, but that's not really a life, is it? It's a fetus.
Well, law-wise, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in the eyes of the law. Look, I don't think that I want to see a law like this, but I do struggle with these situations where you have someone who's not really using good judgment, and they are putting the baby at risk, and something needs to be done. Are there other laws that can be used in that particular case? I also don't like it being on the shoulders of a poor bartender to try to make this ethical decision. It's a very difficult thing for a bartender to do. Shouldn't be put in that place. But that's my thought on it.
All right. What about you? How about Billy in Alexandria? You're first up on WMAL. Hey, Billy.
Hey, guys, I don't want a law either, but since they've made me financially responsible for the health and well-being of everybody around me, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I've never done drugs or anything. So if you're going to make me pay for other people's poor choices like that, then yeah, make it illegal because I have to pay for it. My sister adopted three girls who have severe health problems because their mother did drugs and other things while she was pregnant and afterwards. So let's just make it all illegal so that I don't have to pay for all of their mistakes.
Yeah, you realize, I mean, I don't, are you being serious or are you just trying to make a point? Because
well, no,
because
I mean,
you realize that all right,
financially
you...
responsible for everybody's health concerns.
Right.
So basically, why don't I get a say in how you live your life now? If I have to pay for it,
so
I don't want to pay for it.
Billy, Billy, I understand the point you're making, but if you actually take that to its logical end, you're giving government the control over your sugar intake. That's where our big gulp laws come from.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I don't want to pay for other people's health care, and
right,
I want people to be individually.
So, okay, Billy, that's why I asked if you were being serious. So the real solution here is to take the government out of our health care decisions in general as well. All right, thank you. I'm glad we reached that understanding. All right, more of your calls in a moment. Jennifer in Ellicott City, I want to hear from you in a moment. And more, 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:43.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Texting while driving makes an accident up to 23 times more likely, according to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. So make sure your eyes stay on the road. Even talking on the phone has been shown to cause an increase in accidents, as drivers become more focused on their conversation than their surroundings. So turn your phone off while you're driving, enjoy the trip, and get to your destination safely. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979. It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for... cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicle serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
6:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a doozy on the 14th Street Bridge multi-car crash. However, change for the better. They have released two right lanes. Now, everyone had been stopped for over 30 minutes. Two right lanes get by northbound 395 on the inbound 14th Street Bridge. But our delays just as you come off of the Capitol Beltway. Sure to stay with us through the rush hour. So plan for the extra time, please. Also, very slow. George Washington Parkway each direction. If you're coming north past Reagan National, southbound from back near the Memorial Bridge. And all that's emerged to go on to the inbound 14th Street Bridge as well. No problems to report currently. around the Beltway, Annandale, Tysons, top side of the Maryland Beltway. We're bunched up College Park to Silver Spring and to the Wilson Bridge, backing near Route 5. South on 295, crash of Benning, cleared out of the travel lanes. And for Metro Rail, the troubles this morning right now due to a power outage at the Bethesda Station. So trains are temporarily bypassing the Bethesda Station. They are setting up shuttle bus services, so it's a little bit hectic through that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll start getting even warmer here over the next couple of days. 86 this afternoon with a few clouds. Tonight we'll fall back to 64. May see a passing shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow. Other than that, clouds and sunshine and a high up near 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
Looking for a great deal on vacation home property near Deep Creek Lake? Now through June 5th, come to our five model homes and get your spectacular mountain home site from just $79.9. Call 877-888-7581 or visit discoverdeepcreek.com. Brokerage services provided by GLS Realty, LLC. Broker in charge, Martha Marie Rose.
In light of this decision in New York, which says that restaurants and bars cannot refuse service to a pregnant woman asking for alcohol, Channel 7 here in Washington did a social experiment. They had an actress with a strapped-on pregnancy pad. She looked like she was pregnant. She went out to local bars here in Washington, and, well, she was slamming tequila shots down. Just to see if anyone would intervene or say anything.
Give her a water. That's what I would do.
Ranged from outrage.
That's unacceptable. That wouldn't even cross my mind to be okay.
And but then some people were sort of high-fiving the pregnant woman and saying, drink, drink, drink. I don't know. I don't know if I would talk to a stranger about doing that because I like to stay out of people's business.
Right.
But it is an interesting social question. What do you do if a pregnant woman is behaving in a way that is endangers that unborn child? Jennifer in Ellicott City, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
I'm not really giving an opinion on the law per se. I just want to point out an incredible inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pro-life, 100%. But think about this. Okay, so you can't allow a pregnant woman to drink, but you can allow her to kill her baby. Does that make any sense?
Nope. That way, it would only make sense shot through the prism of the left. You have to have a graduate degree, I think, to really understand the logic behind it, Jennifer.
I guess that's it.
which I don't have. In fact, it's even more amazing because you know the fact is, and again, I'm not encouraging this behavior at all, but the fact is you can have small amounts of alcohol without actually doing any sort of significant damage to the unborn child. That's been proven out. But there's no such thing as just a small amount of an abortion.
Mm.
You know, I mean, there's going to be harm. Thank you for sharing that, Jennifer. Anne in Fredericksburg, you're on WMAL. Hey, Anne.
Hi.
Hi, what do you say?
I have three kids, and at one point in my early years, I was a bartender, too, and my doctor told me when I was first pregnant with my first child, I asked her, I said, I'm reading all these books, and they tell me not to do all these things, and she said, look, if we did all these things that we're not supposed to do, our parents did all of them, and if they were so wrong, we'd all be, you know, something would be wrong with all of us.
Right.
So she said, you have to do them in moderation. So I would have a glass of beer, or I would have a glass of wine maybe once or twice a week. And my kids, I think, are for the most part healthier than most of my friends who abstain from all the things that you're not supposed to do, quote unquote, in the books.
Yeah.
They don't have ear infections. They're not in the doctor's office three or four times a week with some kind of cold or something. And they turned out fine.
Thanks for that, Anne. I appreciate that. And yeah, and again, no recommendations here. We're not doctors.
Yeah.
But I by the way, I'm so empathetic that when my wife, my ex-wife now, was pregnant with our first child, I was so, you know, sympathetic to her that she had to give up all this,
right,
that I gave up alcohol. I gave up caffeine.
Yeah.
I gave up all during the pregnancy.
And I bet after about a week of that, she begged you to go back to drinking.
No! That was for our first child. Now, the next three?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was drinking
all
the time.
Yeah, we're drinking all the time.
It's 6:51 on WMAL.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, if you must move from your home, be sure to at least inventory your important personal property. Video with narration works fine. Number two, don't be lured into a confrontation or an argument. Walk away. Don't hand your wife an opportunity for an order of protection. And number three, always take time to prepare for hearings and depositions. Insist on a prep meeting, whether your lawyer thinks you need it or not. And finally, make sure that you've secured your private records, your email accounts, etc. If in doubt, set new passwords. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Virginia attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-0000. Or visit online at cordellcordell.com. Office is in Fairfax and Arlington.
Oh, to be young again. How many times a day do you say that to yourself? Well, Chamonix has extended their spring sale so you can restore your youth and take years off your face with Genucel stem cell therapy targeting eye puffiness and bags. Genucel by Chamonix uses apple plant stem cell technology, and it'll help reduce those bags in no time. And from Sherman Oaks says, I started using Genucel after hearing about it on the radio. Right away, I felt my skin tightening up. In fact, I don't have to wear concealer anymore. My normal routine is now just Genucel instead of layers of makeup. And Genucel works for men and women. And for a limited time, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. 800-525-2720. Call 800-525-2720. When you call Chamonix right now, they're going to throw in their best-selling Lassance neck treatment absolutely free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and that's yours for free when you try Genucel today. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry, this sale won't be around long. 800-525-2720.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
6:53, let's check in on your money with the CNBC News Desk. Here's Courtney Reagan.
Good morning. Wall Street may be getting used to the idea of higher interest rates. Stocks soared yesterday with the Dow up more than 200 points. Futures point to another, but maybe smaller rally this morning. Hewlett-Packard Enterprises is spinning off its technology services business into a separate company, which will then merge with Computer Sciences in an $8.5 billion deal. What's left of HP Enterprises will sell data center hardware, things like servers, to big companies. Microsoft is cutting 1,850 jobs in its smartphone unit, most of them in Finland. Microsoft bought Nokia's smartphone business a couple years ago, but sales never caught on. Royal Dutch Shell will cut another 2,200 jobs this year because of low oil prices. But business is a lot better at Amazon, which is opening another fulfillment center in Joliet, Illinois, adding 2,000 full-time jobs. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey guys, ever wonder why getting into shape isn't as easy as it was when you were 25? Well, it's not your fault. It's Mother Nature's. Because once you hit 45, your body has less youth-boosting free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. That's why you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Nugenix helps you feel stronger and more energetic, more passionate too. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting STRONG to 99000. Nugenix is so effective it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get yourself back into shape and be more of the man you want to be with award-winning Nugenix. Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting STRONG to 99000. Again, text STRONG to 99000.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, things are looking up. We'll start first with Metro Rail. Power has been restored at the Bethesda station, so they're no longer bypassing the trains through there. They're trying to get back to normal service. Again, Bethesda station reopened, power restored. On the 14th Street Bridge, all lanes have been reopened from the earlier crash. For a while, we had everything shut down. All lanes open, accident gone, but delays coming from the Beltway for 395 northbound commuters, and also George Washington Parkway jammed to get to the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll start getting even warmer here over the next couple of days. 86 this afternoon with a few clouds. Tonight we'll fall back to 64. May see a passing shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow. Other than that, clouds and sunshine and a high up near 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
That's right. By the way, let's take a quick look into the later end of the week. weekend, Saturday. It's a mix of sun and clouds, high in the mid-80s, and Sunday mostly cloudy, but a high in the mid-80s. So rain just a little bit toward the end of the week here. Right now, 61 degrees at 6:56.
The National Mall, where Americans come to talk about their beliefs.
Information is knowledge, and knowledge is power.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WNAL.
People need to start listening to the issues.
Where Washington comes to talk. The doggy deal that wasn't.
It seemed like it was legit.
But somebody pulled a fast one.
All bogus.
Seven on Your Side troubleshooter Horace Holmes investigates online... dog dealers who grab your cash and dash.
Their zip code doesn't even exist.
Big red flag.
And we'll tell you what other things to look out for when shopping for a new family member.
I was determined to get my $250 back.
Broken puppy promises.
Money don't grow on trees.
Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $100,000 Road Trip Giveaway. Sundays in May, you could win free slot play, trips to Tropicana Las Vegas Resort, or the grand prize, a Toyota Tacoma on May 29th. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Someone needs to put that socialized medicine on life support. You know, there are a whole generation of Americans who think that socialism just isn't all that bad. I wish they'd talk to the people living with socialized medicine in a place like Great Britain. Their ambulance service there just isn't cutting it. They've been tracking the performance of the ambulance service and the numbers look, well, lethal. They have two top priority service calls, Red 1 and Red 2. Red 1 is cardiac arrest and the patient isn't breathing, and Red 2 is the other life-threatening situations. And their progressively wonderful socialized ambulance service just isn't getting there. One out of every three calls doesn't meet time standards for Red 1, and 4 out of 10 don't make it for Red 2. Political pundits say lots of people don't associate socialism with bad things. Ambulances that don't show up or doctors being on strike just might do the trick. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WNAF.
We'll be talking to Representative Barbara Comstock, Republican from Virginia, about yesterday's Metro hearing on Capitol Hill and some concerns about personal safety on the Metro.
We'll also speak to KT McFarland, National Security Analyst, and a simple question. We'll need you to chime in. Should skinny jeans be